Hello, and welcome to Keeping Up with the Joneses TBR. I'm Sarah Jones.
And I'm Tasha Jones.
And this is our book club and passion project where we will be talking all things books,
but probably also a bit about booze and life. Each month, we are going to pull a couple books from our TBR,
summarize them, and share all our thoughts, opinions, likes, dislikes, and anything else that comes up.
Important disclaimer, we are going to spoil books that we are covering, talk about all the details of any steamy, spicy scenes we may stumble into, and likely use language that might make your mom blush. So,
please proceed with caution, use headphones when in public, and earmuff the innocent. In other words, we are a rated R podcast. Welcome back, readers. Tonight, we are going to be talking about The Wedding People by Ashley Espach.
It's good to be back.
What cocktail did you pick, Tasha, from The Wedding People?
Well, I chose technically a gin and tonic, but it's long drink. I don't enjoy gin and tonics, but I really enjoy these can. I don't know. Are they seltzers? I don't know, but they're made with gin, so...
Cheers to that. I also went with a gin and tonic because, well, it's just one of my favorite drinks anyway. Although I also mixed mine up a little and made it a gin and soda because the tonic has too much sugar for me, which is also why I'm not drinking Vacation in a Cup.
I wish I could do Vacations in a Cup, but I have to teach tomorrow. So that was not going to be anything that I could do right now. No. Over the weekend, though, who knows?
Different story. Well, let's go ahead and get into The Wedding People. What were your initial thoughts on this one?
I mean, at first, definitely, like, first couple pages, I was like, no. Oh, I don't want it to be depressing. But it quickly changed for me, and I thought it was hilarious, and I love the characters so much, even the ones, like, even Lila. I wanted to hate her, but the way that Phoebe was constantly, I don't want to say constantly, but pretty much defending her, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna give her a chance, and they were wedding people, which... I'm assuming was the theme, you know, they were wedding people, but they were really just ordinary people. And I loved that so much. Loved it.
Cool. I get the depressing part because I definitely went into it a little turned off pretty quickly that the main protagonist was suicidal. She went there to kill herself, and she made that very clear very quickly in the beginning of the book. I wasn't sure how I was gonna like that. I do feel like you're in the majority. A lot of people have loved this book. I think I'm in the minority because I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, but I definitely didn't love it.
When I said it was hilarious and you said we're reading two different books, I was like, wait, what is wrong with me that I think that this is funny? And then it just kept getting funnier. And I'm like, no, this is funny.
I think it's
weird. No, yeah, I'm just, I didn't think that. But
again, you're in the majority on this one. So it's probably me.
No.
Here's my thing though. I didn't like the writing style.
In what way?
I love tons of books with flashbacks.
Mm.
I felt like in this book, the flashbacks weren't done well. And I agree with you there. They took away from the story or the scene that was happening more than adding to it. And it kind of got confusing and, again, distracting. So it felt really messy. And it bounced around a lot, and I didn't like that. There are parts I did like, so we'll get to that. But overall, I think I gave this a 3.5 stars, and I was being very generous.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
I'm literally so shocked. I for sure thought, yeah, I knew you weren't enjoying it, even though you didn't say really anything besides the we're reading two different books. But I didn't think you were going to go that low. Okay.
Wait, what did you give it?
5 stars.
Really?
I absolutely enjoyed this book. And I know that I enjoyed this book because I even want to read Jane Eyre now. So, and I spent like an hour on Reddit, like reading about Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre has a subreddit, which blew my mind.
Not surprised. No,
I am.
Literally everything has a subreddit.
That is true. That
literally is true, everything.
I never put Jane Eyre in that category of like Pride and Prejudice, and I don't know why I never read Jane Eyre. I don't know. But now I really want to read it and see how it relates, even though, you know, just from Googling a little bit and being on that subreddit, I could see a little bit why, but
fair. I don't think I've ever read it either, to be fair, but I don't know why. I mean, I didn't go to real high school, so maybe that's why.
Well, I did, and also I'm an English teacher, so, but that's my English teacher shame. I have not read any, like, super, I don't know, famous, what do we call it? Classics. I've read very few classics, so.
So this one kicks off with the opening reception, where, of course, Phoebe comes in and finds out there's a wedding happening and announces that she plans to kill herself to none other than the bride.
Yeah.
Like, I did think it was weird that the only two people she confessed her plan to happened to be the bride and groom.
I didn't put that together, actually.
Oh, I thought, yeah, those are the only two people she said it to. I mean, she didn't know he was the groom, but she definitely knew she was the bride.
Yeah. That, I did not even, like, link back to that. That is very interesting. Well, what do you think that meant?
Maybe it was, okay, so maybe those are the two people she had the deepest connection with. Because while she did make connections with other characters, she obviously befriended Lila, the bride, throughout the entire book. And then ended up falling for, or becoming interested in, I don't know if we can go as far as falling for.
I think becoming, we can.
I guess, but we're going to get to that. It makes me very uncomfortable. But she ended up being very interested in the groom. And so these are two major characters for the protagonist. And so I don't know if that's why they're the only two people she said it to, but I.
Okay. Light bulb just went off in my brain. I mean, those are the wedding people. Those are literally the people getting married, having the wedding.
This is true.
Those are the wedding people.
This is true. This is very true.
So,
I'm so glad you figured it out.
I mean, there's other things I figured out. Ooh, some were pretty obvious, but I want to know why you didn't like it.
Okay. I feel like I can't just be like, blah, here's my one sentence as to why I didn't like it. I feel
it's
like
reading through everything you say, though, and I'm just like, get it out, girl. What didn't you like?
I feel like it's gonna come out throughout the entire thing, and I don't want to bounce around too much. And I feel like if I start telling you all the things I didn't like, it's gonna bounce around a lot. But I didn't like Phoebe, which, and I get it. You don't have to like the main protagonist. You don't have to. Right. I got it. I didn't despise her, but I found her to be semi-relatable, but mostly really fucking annoying.
I literally wrote that she was relatable.
No, I agree that in some ways she is relatable. Okay, do you want to hear my rant on her?
I want to hear it. It's bleeding through. It's itching to come out.
It's not. Here's my rant on Phoebe. I understand that our childhood and things that we go through in our childhood and even our young adult lives impacts the way, like, the human and the adult that we become and the way we make decisions, the way we interact with people. It impacts everything that you do. However, you get a choice in everything. And I don't know. I just felt like she just really annoyed me. I wanted to shake her. I felt like she just sat on this Well, my mom died and my dad sucked. And so I don't know how to make decisions and I don't know how to really live my life. And so I'm going to find this guy who makes decisions and I'm going to let him do it. And I'm going to just go along with it. Even when I'm not happy, I'm going to just be like, okay, let's do that. And I just wanted to shake her. I wanted to shake her the whole time.
Okay. I mean, that's
valid, I think that her inability to make decisions probably impacted, though, how, like, indecisive she was in general. Like, she's so indecisive. She's struggling to write her own thesis. She, I don't know. She couldn't even make her own decisions in life. Like, once he left her, she literally stopped living. She stopped. Just sat in bed all day, drank gin and tonics, found her dead cat, didn't even fucking bury him, and she loved him more than anything. And, like,
I disagree. I think she stopped living when she had that miscarriage. That's when I think she stopped living.
And I understand that you can get depressed by those things.
Yeah.
But, and that's true. She probably did stop living then. But I don't know. I don't know if she ever really started living until after Lila.
I think that that is a common story. So you're just annoyed with, I don't know, half, maybe not half of people, but that's a I think it's a common story. I think it's my story. You know how indecisive I am. 100%
though. You know how indecisive I am. Tasha, I've known you for 27 years and I would never put you into the category of someone who did not live their life until something so impactful happened.
True.
You have never not lived your life.
This is true.
Indecisiveness is not like her one thing. It wasn't just she was indecisive. It's that she continued to allow everyone around her to make decisions for her life. And she had no say and no care and no, sure, whatever. Even if inside she was hating it and didn't want it and she wanted to go do this other thing, she refused to do it. Or even acknowledge what she wanted.
I don't think it was that extreme. And okay, maybe I'm the opposite side and I really love Phoebe because I do see parts of myself or parts of my story and her story, whatever. Did think she was very relatable in that sense. And I don't think it's fair to say that every decision was made by someone else. I don't think so.
I mean, maybe not every decision, but I don't,
when you don't grow up with anybody putting input like she did, no one, because she didn't have her mom, right? And her dad seemed kind of hands off and was depressed himself, right? She said that. So you are unsure. If you don't have anybody, any role models or whatever, you are unsure. And I don't think it, and I don't think she disliked her life, but was she like, well, he likes this, so I'm going to do it, or he's going to take care of me. That is a common, what are you talking, like, not every girl, but yeah, lots of people believe they're going to get married so someone will take care of them. So I just think it's kind of unfair in that sense, but.
That she's super cliche?
That she's so cliche. Wow. Not everyone can be complex. Some people are just wedding people. Some people are just she's not ordinary. Wedding people.
She was the character there to disrupt things and almost ruin Lila's life. No, I'm just kidding. No, like, I get what you're saying in some ways, but maybe I'm being too harsh on her. Fine. I didn't like her.
You are like complete opposite of her.
But it's not even just these parts, right? So I feel like this is the beginning parts. But later on, Lila saves her life, literally, and in so many different ways. And while she does say at the end of the book, I think that she's, yes! like, grateful for her or whatever, you were chasing her future husband the whole time.
Yes. But, and I even made note of this, but I still feel like it was very respectful. Let me read my exact note. It just says, she respected girl code. And she reflected on it. Like, this is what I liked most about the book. Like, no one was perfect. No one, even though they were like, Gary's so wonderful. Gary's still, like, fucked up in a lot of ways. Fair. Like, what was he doing?
I mean, I didn't love him either. Knew I've literally that Jim read liked reviews her, on this but... book where people have been like, oh my God, I love Larry, Gary. I need one of those in my life. And I'm like, ew.
I mean, I love Gary too.
I don't love him.
I love Gary too.
I don't despise him. I don't love him.
I don't even like Jim.
I'll be fair. I feel like this is going to be a common theme. I don't know if I have strong opinions for anyone. Like, strong like opinions for anyone. Well, no, same. Both ways. I don't hate anyone in this book. I don't love anyone in this book. I have a few very random favorite characters.
Come on. What about Juice, even?
No, I like... So, that Juice is one of them. Juice, Patricia, and Jim. We're going to start talking about those three because those are my favorite characters. But Jim even them, hilarious. Like, I don't love them as characters. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, these are my characters in fiction writing. Like, no. They're the better characters in this book.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh. I completely thought we were somewhat on the same page for once on a book. Oh, God. But we never are. I should have known.
That's not true. Actually, we are sometimes. But
that's true.
Okay, I didn't. Lila. Let's see. Let's talk about Lila.
Well, okay. I think before we shift to Lila, shouldn't we talk about like Matt or no?
No. I mean, okay. We can, but I was saving him until his cliche ass crawlback.
Why did I not see that coming? I should have.
Are you kidding? It's the most cliche thing ever. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I messed up. My bad. Sorry.
I was caught up in, I don't know.
We're going to get to that because I think, and I only say I want to wait to talk about him because obviously with all the bouncing around and all the many, many flashbacks that happen randomly, there's so many pieces, and so if we just wait until the end to wrap it all up when he comes back, I feel like it makes more sense.
I wrote him in the beginning because he pissed me off so much in the beginning. Like, I was, all right,
well, fuck
like,
it, let's go here. Are you bring kidding it out me? What do you got?
I mean, he left her after this. I mean, it wasn't right after the miscarriage, but like,
you're already okay. We have to take a quick pause because you're about to like open my number one rant of this entire book and the hill that I will die on for this book. Because I need you to know, so I don't know if you know this about me, but for everyone else as a reference, I constantly am like theorizing when I'm reading a book and I'm like writing questions down. Like, I'm asking questions and I need, as a reader, those questions to be answered by the end of the book, or at least like tied up nicely where I'm not like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Okay. My hill that I will likely die on is #SaveTom. Where the fuck is Tom? So, in the beginning, they tell us this whole story. There's a whole fucking thing about how Tom tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
And, oh, I'm so irritated I can't even talk. So, he tries to kill himself. They save him. He ends up like having a baby with Mia or whatever, right? That's her name. Anyway, having a baby with Mia. And then you're telling me that his only friend moves in to be with his fucking wife. Did he kill himself? Did he leave?
Tom wasn't his friend.
Tom and Mia were like not the only friends, but it was the only friend of
Phoebe's friends.
No, Tom and Matt were friends. I also believe in that because they would come over to dinner all the time and there's no way the four of them weren't all friends. Whatever. Your wife's friend. You know her husband's suicidal. You know him well enough. He comes to dinner at your house all the time. Did this man kill himself? Or did he leave? Did they kick him out? Like, what happened to them? They never talk about it.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to him, but...
That made me so mad.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. They mention him at the end, kind of.
No, they don't. Where?
He's happier when he's at the Thanksgiving when they're taking care of the kid, and she sees Matt being all happy with the kid with their baby.
That's when he was still with her. Yeah, Matt and Phoebe were still together. What happened to Tom when Matt left his wife and moved in with Tom's wife to raise his baby?
You're right. We don't find out.
No.
That
And that again, is what you told this me that this character is suicidal, and you never tell me what happens when his wife essentially is like, fuck you, I'm moving, I'm letting this other dude move in.
He's not suicidal anymore. He literally says, with the words out of his own mouth, that he is cured of his depression or whatever. But he again, was like, yeah, I got to keep going outside and blah, 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 blah.
You tell me that this man has mental health issues, essentially, we'll just leave it at that, and then his wife kicks him out, maybe? I don't know. She starts fucking another dude. Where did he go? Where did he go?
You're right. We don't find
you
out.
You opened that door.
It did
that
not
door
bother me because
later.
Of all of the other interesting people that I was meeting. Tom was never an interesting person that I met.
That's a fair assessment. I agree with you.
So
he
I don't care
the most
about
interesting
him.
Character. However, you left my question unanswered. And as a reader, that makes me crazy. I felt like it was a fairly important question.
What happened to Tom? No.
Yes.
You know what was important to me? What I wrote down? What? It wasn't even a question, but it was like, please, please, God. Let me see what it says here.
If it's, did they get together? I'm going to punch.
No, it was, please, 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 don't let her die in the end. I was scared. I was like, they're making me love Phoebe, and she's still going to kill herself at the end. I would have been devastated.
No.
I didn't know what kind of book it was. I really didn't. I really went into this blind. I don't even remember the blurb. She literally flew there with absolutely nothing. You can't tell me she wasn't at her end. And she was so much unlike herself that she was like, look, I'm here to kill myself. And you know, Lila was like, wait, are you serious? And she was like, yeah, 100%. Don't worry. Not going to ruin anything for you. I'm killing myself. So I love that part so much. I love funny trauma. I don't know.
I'm going to leave that. I'm going to
leave
that.
It is not about you. And I was like, yes, girl, tell her. Kill yourself. I didn't know. I didn't want her to kill herself, but I just thought that was so funny.
I don't know. I think that obviously this wouldn't have been, it would have been an even worse book if really the girl did go kill herself because she's, again, the main character, but.
I know, but I knew that there were mixed reviews on the book, so I didn't know if that was why.
Can we now go back to Lila and
go back to Lila.
Talk about what kind of person it takes to intervene when a stranger tells you they're going to kill yourself? Because I don't think that it's a common trait in people, especially someone, and granted, like, she may have been looking for a distraction in some ways because of her wedding stuff, but stereotypically speaking, this girl who just booked an entire place for an entire week of wedding celebrations and a stranger says that to them, I think it takes a ton of character to actually stop paying attention to your own shit, to go barge into this stranger's room and make sure she's okay. Were there selfish things behind it? Sure. Yes, 100%. But even selfishly speaking, I still think it took a lot of character to barge in and be like, what the fuck?
I don't think it took to a lot of care, maybe, but I think they established in the book that that's just how she is. That's just her personality. I don't think she cared. I think she was being selfish. I don't know, but now you got me thinking. Maybe I wasn't giving Lila a fair.
I mean, I'm not saying she wasn't selfish and she wasn't a spoiled brat, because, yes, both of those things were true. And, yes, there were a lot of selfish reasons, but there was also an underlying kindness to a lot of the things that she did.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she was a complete piece of shit, but...
No, I'm not saying that either.
But I think in that moment in the elevator, you know, I don't think...
I mean, I don't think anyone would have reacted any better if a stranger told them on their wedding day after they spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to make their dying dad's wish come true that they were going to ruin the whole fucking thing by killing themselves. I feel like she reacted emotionally in that moment.
I think she was reacting to any, or she was grabbing onto anything that was gonna stop her from
marrying,
thinking about, yeah, thinking about how terrible of a decision she was making.
I don't know, because I think that if she wanted it to end and she wanted that excuse, she would have let her go through with it.
Oh, good point.
And then use that as an excuse to, like, stop the wedding. But instead, she went to her and found a friend.
Well, hate to bring it back up, but the whole point of the book for me was that these people, and Phoebe specifically, was finding someone that she could be herself around. And so, and I think it was the same with for Lila as well. She found someone that she could be herself around.
I don't know if I felt like that was the point of the book, but I do feel like...
Those are wedding people. Why do you think they kept referring to Bliss, the wedding people?
Because the wedding people needed to find people? Like, that doesn't make sense to me, but...
It was a metaphor. I literally wrote down, who are the wedding people in your life?
Who are the wedding people in your life, Tasha?
I mean, you're probably my wedding person. I mean, sometimes you're the groom. But
you've been hoping for that for many, many years.
I know. God dang it.
I love that I will always be the groom though and never the bride. I'm always the man in the relationship.
You know why that is, Sarah. You know why that is. Who can change a tire? Who can pick a locked door? Who can carry all my shit?
Are you saying I'm stronger than you? That's what I'm hearing. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess that's the only thing I value in a man. Strength.
I like the way that you looked at it. I didn't look at it that way, but I think
you
that
didn't. You just wanted to rant and rage.
No, I didn't. I really tried to like the book because, again, like this book, so many people loved it. So every time every time I found myself getting annoyed with it, I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I not love this book the way other people love it? And I don't know. I didn't get into it the way other people do. And that's okay.
Yes, that is okay.
Not every book is written for everybody.
Not every book is written for everybody. That is true.
But I still like your outlook.
What did you like about Patricia?
Oh my God, really?
I mean, she was funny and she had some gems, like about life, but...
I thought she was not only was... She, what?
She was not being kind enough to Lila.
Okay.
For me.
Here we go. Two different type of moms here. This woman was still in mourning, first of all. Let's talk. This woman was still in mourning. She saw her daughter running into a marriage that she did not think was the smartest choice. She didn't even see the happiness in her daughter, which, haha, guess what? Spoiler alert. It wasn't the right thing for her. She was mourning her youth. She was mourning her husband. And, like, I think part of her was mourning because, again, you find out that her husband admitted this huge truth that was such a huge part of their wedding or their marriage on his deathbed. And now she's questioning her whole fucking life.
And wait, what was the truth? That he didn't like art?
Yeah, like, their whole marriage was built on this, like, love and interest in art. And he was like, I don't fucking like any of it. Which, we're not going to talk about that. The point is, she's now questioning, did I waste this huge chunk of my life? She's questioning, did I make the wrong choices? Was she happy during her marriage? Was it all a lie? Like, I feel like she just had all of these things going on. She was struggling. And Lila's so focused on Lila and her own shit that she, one, doesn't take her mother's grief into consideration. She makes massive assumptions about her mother and, like, the whole painting situation. Again, she went to go have this painting done because it was something that she needed. She was feeling these ways. She had been offered the opportunity to have herself painted. It was something that she needed. It had nothing to do with Lila. It had nothing to do with the dying husband. It was for her, period. And Lila refused to see that or agree with it and thought it was this huge thing against her dad, which I think I even wrote down this quote because it made me laugh so hard. Well, maybe not so hard, but how she's like ranting about like your husband's dying in the hospital and you're out getting fucking nude paintings out of yourself. And her response was, honey, your father loves cubism.
Yes. I liked Patricia. I don't know. Okay.
But she was trying.
I didn't like her as much. You're right. I didn't like her in the beginning, I should say. I liked her at the end. I did. Especially when Phoebe went and had a drink with her.
Yeah. I feel like we got to know her a lot better in that scene. Yeah. And yeah, I think she was such a misunderstood character because, again, we're seeing it from Phoebe's perspective and Lila's perspective. And
that would be interesting.
No one took this woman into consideration and what she was feeling and what she was dealing with. And I don't know. And again, like, Lila just
I would read the book told from Lila's point of view.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd read that. But Lila makes this massive assumption that her mom's just an alcoholic and she's going to get dumb and drunk. She, like, drinks during the day. And so,
yeah.
But she also explained, right? So, I stop drinking at a certain time so I can go to bed because I take medication. Welcome to being fucking old.
Yeah.
These are my limitations. I, though, am a wealthy, well-off woman, and if I want to drink a couple fucking martinis, I'm going to drink a couple martinis. I don't think that's what she was drinking, but who fucking cares? Like,
well,
that was my thoughts on Patricia.
Did you know? Opened my eyes now.
Did you know that it was Gary in the hot tub?
I had a feeling, definitely, but I literally wrote down, I was like, meet mystery man, in parentheses, Gary, ? Who she wants to fuck? And then I went back and put, it is Gary, and they have amazing chemistry, and I'm sad. Because, why? Why do you always have amazing chemistry with someone you can't have? It is the curse of life.
Okay.
And so, again, why the book was so relatable. I'm like, of course, because that fucking happens every goddamn day. Not every day, but, you know.
So I had a couple of notes for this part, this scene. And my first note was, what the fuck is she wearing in the hot tub?
She didn't care. She literally just survived.
So then, like, you hear it says she takes off her dress and then she goes down to the hot tub. And I'm like, is she walking around in her underwear? Did she put a robe on? Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
And then obviously we are revealed that she's walking around in her lingerie, but
I mean, good point. That's why I never go to like urgent care or anything without nice underwear on, because my mom has said the same thing. You never know. You know my mom, Sarah. You know she is like, you know she has said
I'll never
something
forget
like that.
Your mom's hot pants, but that's beside the point.
But yeah, no, I mean, you have to put on nice underwear when you think that even a doctor who is not going to see your underwear or care, but they might, and you don't want them to think that you're trashy or you have holes in your underwear, you know? You don't want them to think that about you. It's going to affect your care somehow.
And we're going to leave that alone. We're not going to dig into that. It's not the discussion for today. I want to talk about her interaction with Gary when she first meets him. Because, okay, so here was my thing. My other note that I made, though, was I also thought it was Gary, but then I was confusing myself because I was like, but doesn't she already know what he looks like for some reason? Because she was looking over the balcony at the opening reception, and I remember her noting that's the groom, but maybe she just couldn't see him that well. Because that's where I confused myself, is I thought she already knew what he looked like.
No, because I want to say he was turned around or something. She could see people hugging him or something like that. And she put two and two together that was probably the groom. But I thought that was the reveal on that was good.
It was funny. This is where I first, this is the one thing that I enjoyed in the whole book. Until I looked hard enough.
Oh, yeah, because you like banter.
I love, when you love your spice, I love the banter.
The spice is the banter for me as well.
See, and that's, I feel like that's where we differ. You need the physical stuff. I need the mental stimulation and the banter for me. The banter. However, this is, okay, so here's my one issue. I loved the banter in this book. loved might be a little strong. I did really enjoy the banter in this book. However, if you pull every bantery conversation out of this book and take the characters away from it, it doesn't matter who's having the conversation. The banter is the same. Period.
Oh, because Phoebe's the same.
But it was Lila and Jim having a conversation, or Marla and someone having a conversation, and I still felt it had the same, like, it just was similar. Like, she didn't know how to adjust the banter for different characters.
I don't know, but I just...
It was enjoyable banter. She was good with the banter. The dialogue was delicious, but...
Phoebe and Lila together, they could be a sitcom. I would watch that... like, religiously. They were fucking hilarious. And I also just...
Lila and Phoebe together were good.
I also just loved the way Phoebe, like, defended Lila when she wasn't around. Even though I still wasn't 100% sure that she, like, liked Lila until the Maid of Honor speech at the end.
I feel like we have differing opinions on the Maid of Honor speech, which we'll get to in a minute.
What? How can we have different opinions on her literally saying, Lila, you saved my life? And I don't think she used those exact words, but she, I mean.
Well, first of all, I don't think that was, she never actually gave a speech.
She gave just, it to her.
She told her that, but her actual speech was selfish and terrible.
And then she said, let me skip to the end. So she was telling
her
a story.
Actual speech was garbage.
No. Because she said, let me, because Lila says that, right? Lila's like, this isn't very good, or this isn't very happy or something. This isn't making me feel better, I think is what she says.
Phoebe doesn't give her speech, though. She says that her long multi-page speech is about how weddings are not good and those two don't belong together.
No. Yeah, we definitely... I wish I had my Kindle right now, but no, she says, let me skip to the end. So that was in her speech, because she does say no wedding is perfect. In fact, I bookmarked it.
I'm not saying that it went to shit what she actually said out loud, but the actual speech she wrote was crap.
No, she says the wedding wasn't perfect, but it was perfect to save her life. No, she literally said, I didn't give you my maid of honor speech.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's the conversation, but it's...
give it to everyone. It's
what does she need to give it? What does she need to give it for everyone? You think when you gave my maid of honor speech, it was for everyone? No, it was for me. You were talking right to me.
She just said something kind to Lila, and then
no, it was.
She
don't discredit Phoebe like that. Don't you dare. Phoebe was gonna say the same speech.
No, Phoebe was full of fucking mushrooms and wrote a dissertation about the...
Not mushrooms. She had two weeds. Terrible. She had two weeds. Not mushrooms. That shit was hilarious. Come on. This book was hilarious.
Jim was great.
I wrote down my favorite hilarious parts. The fucking sex coming through on Marla's phone while they're driving without context. I was like,
see, I didn't hate that, but this is where my brain was and this is where our brains differ. You were just like, ha ha ha, this is hilarious. And I'm like, this is so fucking random. Like, sure, it's funny that the texts are funny that are coming through, but in my brain, I'm like, are you gonna tell me what the fuck is happening right now?
Would get around to it, okay?
But here's how I felt about that. They did, right? They got around to it and eventually told us why she was getting these random sex from her husband. And it felt like, here's this big piece of information and I'm gonna give it to you and then I'm gonna go, and I'm never gonna give you anything else. Did it help them? Did they resolve their issues? Was sexting, like, worth it? We have no fucking idea.
Because it was comic relief. And I think it was
for
me.
But again,
I just told him to compound my little pussy and and we haven't talked about anything since. And I was like, oh my God. That's hilarious.
It okay, again, it was funny, but again, the way my brain works is you had me buy in to this character and the development of this character, and then you tossed her in the fucking background and never gave me a resolution. And I don't like that.
Okay, I felt like I was resolved.
You don't care to know if it works?
Marla and Robert? It worked. They were there together at the wedding.
Or maybe they were going to be there regardless at the wedding.
Or maybe it wouldn't have worked, but I think it would have because...
Again, you're making assumptions of what you think. She didn't give us resolution. I don't like when you buy me into something and then you don't give me the answer.
Okay, I think it comes from, though, I think it comes from you not being interested in the main plot. That's all it is. Bottom line, you didn't like the main plot. You wanted the subplot.
Wait, what was the main plot? I feel like Phoebe. I was interested in
it. And if you don't like her and her growth and her transformation, then of course you're like, fuck Phoebe. Tell me about these other people. So that makes sense to me. That's just it. Because I'm like, what the fuck? Marla and Robert? Who the hell cares about Marla and Rob? Although Marla was hilarious.
We haven't talked about Juice yet. So let's talk about Juice.
Okay.
Who I really liked her. I liked her as a character. I felt like it was an understandable character because, again, here's this young girl who is grieving her mother's death. Who's going through puberty, probably. I don't remember how old she is. Who's trying to figure out who the fuck she is. And I don't know. I just felt like she was well created.
Well, she was a... I know, like I said, I'm a terrible English teacher. I want to say a foil character.
Well, I'm not an English major, so I don't know what the fuck that means anyway.
Where it's like a character that is similar to... A literary device that contrasts with another character, usually the protagonist, to highlight certain qualities of the protagonist.
Let's talk about Juice, because I adore this little monster.
I was saying Juice, I think, because, I mean, yeah, they don't tell us that they're going to be together 100% in the end, but you know it. You know they're going to be together. He's like, you better call me. And she's like, I will. So they're going to be together in the end. So she's going to get her chance to be a mom. And I just thought that that was great. And as soon as, you know, she was like, throw it in the ocean. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's her stepdaughter. That's her daughter.
See, while I liked Juice, I don't know if cliche is the right word here, but I felt like Juice was essentially used to foreshadow or to prove a point. I feel like Juice was an instrument that they used to prove that Gary and Phoebe belonged together and Lila and Gary didn't, because Juice instantly opened up to Phoebe and bonded with her when she couldn't stand Lila and they couldn't figure out a way to communicate. And then...
Wait, so is Lila the foil? Sorry, I just...
I don't know English teachers. You fucking tell me. I've never heard that term before. Because even Marla liked Phoebe better than she liked Lila.
Which I was having very mixed feelings, like, reading all that. It's like, no, you can't. This cannot be happening because he is getting married. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, so, I felt uncomfortable. Period.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ugh.
Love being uncomfortable. It's my favorite feeling.
But it almost was like, it was uncomfortable for not just because you're wanting to sleep with and date and whatever you're falling for the groom, but you're, at the same time you're having these feelings develop for the groom, you have a friendship blossoming where you're, whether you're pretending or not, to be a good, solid friend for her. And it's like...
But she didn't hide it. And that's what I liked.
Her feelings for Gary, you don't think she hid that?
No. I mean, she didn't hide the fact that she would be a piece of shit if she acted on her feelings. And I liked that. I was like, yes, you know that it's wrong to think this way. And that's okay. But you know how I am. I'm like, oh. as long as you acknowledge it, you're fine. Which obviously, it's not a perfect way to live, but people are not perfect. They're just ordinary wedding people, Sarah.
I'm going to transition to panda sex.
Yeah, that part was weird.
If I could summarize this book in one word, it would be random. Like, there's so many okay, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I enjoyed the panda sex scene. However, it was random. The random dude fucking the car, random. The sexting that's just popping up, random. There's so many moments. Okay.
It's funny. I think, was she looking for humor in this story about this girl, this lady who's gonna go kill herself?
Did a guy fucking the car bring you humor? Like,
yes, I literally wrote that down as one of the hilarious parts. The car being fucked. Because it was just, come on. Did you not laugh?
I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, wait.
Because again, here's this huge obnoxious thing that's happening that literally could have been anything. Though I feel like the point was to get Lila riled up about something. They got her riled up. Did it need to be a guy fucking her vintage car? No, it didn't need to be that.
That's funny, what they decided
to do was a guy fucking her vintage car.
That's funny.
What the fuck?
That is funny.
And I'm on page with them. How do you do that? Like, it also gave, the exhaust pipe?
I think it also
How are you
getting
pleasure from this?
Well, those are the questions. That was the point. Because then it also gave a chance for Phoebe and Gary, right, to talk about it and have their chemistry and their banter. So I love this book so much.
I do like that the panda sex scene was like, they built it up as a secret, and then you were definitely like, wait, what?
The sex
very
woman.
Similar to like the characters in the book who were just like, wait a minute. Because yes. It just kept alluding, like, we're going to have a sex worker here, we're going to have a sex worker here, and then it was like, I teach pandas how to have sex.
A sex woman, not a sex worker. There's
I thought it said worker.
Not a sex worker.
I thought it said worker. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I haven't read the book in a while.
It was a sex woman, okay? That was there to highlight the fact that, because up until that point, yeah, we could see what Phoebe was seeing of her and Gary, of Lila and Gary. Like, she would say, they really don't talk to each other. They're just standing next to each other, but they're entertaining everybody else. They're not entertaining each other. But then when they're pressing her, Lila, about, what do you like that Gary does? And she's like, I mean, he's a good kisser, I guess. Like,
yeah.
And she can't think of what she
in that moment again, she wasn't thinking about Gary. She was thinking about Jim.
Well, I was going to say, and it sets up the big reveal at the end of the bachelorette party.
Because Jim is what she finds.
Yes.
Finds
she was
desirable.
Like, I do like weird stuff. I like Jim. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was another thing that I had written down. Everybody likes weird things. And I was like,
of course you grasped onto them.
If I've learned any lessons from being divorced, it's that. Everybody likes weird things. And they're itching to tell you. Because, just like she also says, maybe one day she will find someone and together they will be weird. And that is literally what everyone is looking for. Someone to be weird with. Because there's a lot of weird stuff out there.
That's fair. I'll give you that. I think that's great.
Also, made the book relatable.
Sure. So moving into the rehearsal dinner, we will be serving at book club. Can you guess?
Palate cleansers?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we will. We will have palate cleansers.
That's
on
awesome.
The table.
That is awesome. And classy, classy, class act move with Jim bringing them the next day, man. I was like, that guy. I like that guy.
I loved it because it was like, here, let me prove that I did it, but also let me show you how fucking snarky I can be.
Yeah. Like, I like
Here's
that guy.
Here's all of them, motherfucker. So What were your thoughts on Matt coming back? Did you love it? Did you hate it? I feel like you already know how I feel, so.
I was actually kind of shocked. I don't know why I was, because he kept calling. They set it up well again, but I was. But my immediate thought was like, no, now Gary's going to think that she's getting back with him, and now he's 100% gonna marry Lila. Now, maybe I'm a piece of shit, but the whole time, I was like, Gary better not fucking marry Lila. Like, he needed to go after Phoebe, because Phoebe clearly needs therapy, blah, 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 blah. Like, she needed to still work on herself. I mean, she was still saying...
I mean, everyone needs therapy.
Yeah, but she was still calling Matt her husband, you know, up until she had taken the ring off, but she was like, my husband, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, it's been 2 years. Stop that. I was embarrassed. Secondhand embarrassment from her doing that. But I was still rooting for them. I love a love story. So.
Wait, you were rooting for Gary or Matt?
For Gary. So I was mad that Matt, I was like, no, because Gary was in there and I wanted them to have this big moment. And I wanted her to be validated and taken care of Juice. And I romanticized it, of course. But
it's not the point of the book, Tosh.
It was not. It was not a romance book. So I mean,
surprise, surprise. Did not like it. Because it just, again, it felt really cliche. It was like, oh, I realized I made a mistake and I'm coming back to my wife. And it was, but okay, I'm glad she got the closure that I think that she needed.
I didn't need it though. I think readers didn't need it. If that makes sense.
Agreed. Yeah, she needed it. We did not. I couldn't care less. And I mean, part of me is like, I mean, good for you, I guess, that you took what you needed though. And...
I will say this though. I think it was
a blinker.
I think it was there.
Yeah, because literally, and she even says, she's like, I just, you know, it's been a while. Yeah. I need this. So
and she was like, I could have him like in my fantasies because he's not mine. Love it.
But also, love it. Okay. Love it. I don't, okay, on her side, I get it. Like, I got mine. But he's still technically with Mia, and so now you're the other woman because we don't know you that. Are divorced.
You're trying to tell me you didn't think, oh, good boy Matt didn't tell, he doesn't like things too messy, which is why he was like, if I'm leaving now and I'm not coming back. So you don't think he told Mia, hey, gonna go catch this flight and try to go get my girl back? I think he did. I think he absolutely did.
I don't think you did, but either way, I don't, it just felt gross. But also, she took him to the wedding as her date, and I thought that was weird.
What was she supposed to do?
Goodbye.
The whole like, thing was weird. Like,
it was weird, but again, like, we both know how weddings work.
That is the theme of the book. Lean into the weirdness.
Look, we both know how weddings work. That shit is expensive. For you to have, like, you've already been, like, made the honorary maid of honor because the maid of honor didn't show up and she's befriended you. But now you have the audacity to bring a guest at the last minute to a wedding that costs thousands of dollars?
$1 million.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that because I couldn't remember if it was all the way up to $1 million. But yes, a ridiculous amount of money. And you think that's okay because you just... I just thought that it was kind of rude.
That was rude? Okay, wait. I have written on here, one of my hilarious scenes was the fucking tub scene where Lila comes in. Rude?
I'm not saying Lila's not rude. Lila's obviously a spoiled brat. And the fact that she walks in and Phoebe even tells her, I'm like literally masturbating yes. trying to get off and you fucking she's like, won't leave. Like,
you can do that later. What the fuck?
I did think that that was kind of funny, but
yes, all of their interactions were hilarious.
I liked them together.
Yeah,
maybe they should have been the romance of the story.
No, she was the foil. I really think that now.
What were your final thoughts on this book? Because I feel like we definitely got away from ourselves and we should wrap this up.
Yeah. Final thoughts. I loved it. I think I definitely, one of the first things I wrote down was like, I think I do see a little bit of myself in Phoebe, and, you know, obviously not totally completely, but, you know, a few bits and pieces. And I liked all of, you know, the pieces about just starting over and, like, literally, like, what do they say? Something about, like, the journey, or not the journey, but that's what life is about, you know, finding yourself and finding your wedding people. I just love that. And I like the idea of, like, a found family. I just like, you know, I like any book like that. So,
do you think that Lila and Phoebe kept in touch after?
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Well, this was a good one. This was a good ride. I really enjoyed this book, and I'm sad that you didn't.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Join us on the 28th for a dissection of The Silent Patient. See you next time.